And now it's time to play Good Thing, Bad Thing. Because every story has a flip side. You know how it is these days when you really need to be in two places at once, or you need to sit and wait for something to happen in place A while you'd really like to be in place B. Well, why not send your telepresence robot? Your what? Well, here to explain it is IEEE Spectrum's Evan Ackerman, who tried it out, but he didn't just send his robot to the 3 p.m. staff meeting. He sent it to the zoo to hang out with family members, and he joins us to talk about the good and bad of letting a telepresence robot do the walking. Welcome back to the program.
Hey, Ira. Great to talk with you again.
Tell us what a telepresence robot is for people who don't have one.
So this telepresence robot is called Double. It's basically some wheels with a pole sticking up out of it. And on top of that pole is a case with an iPad in it. And you can log into this iPad from any computer with internet anywhere in the world. And you've got full control over the robot. And you get a video feed of everything the robot sees while your face takes up the whole screen of the iPad on top so that people can see you and talk to you at the same time.
So let's be clear about this. So when they gave you this robot, this trip to the zoo is not what the robot was designed for, right?
Not at all. This is an indoor robot. It's designed to be used where you have really good Wi-Fi. The company makes it specifically for places like offices and schools, and it works great in places like that. But if you have an iPad with this LTE cellular connection, it can technically work just about anywhere. So we wanted to try it out and see how well it does outside.
So let's talk about then what's the good news about this, the good thing.
The good news is that it works outside. I took it to the zoo in Oregon, and I wandered around with it and saw the elephants and talked to people. And it really worked pretty well. It wasn't perfect all the time, but it was definitely usable, which was a lot better than I was expecting.
So what kinds of things did you do at the zoo with it?
The most fun was just wandering around and having people who had never seen a robot like this interact with me. Like, I was at home in Maryland, and my family's out in Oregon, so I was talking to people in Oregon just like I was there, and I was explaining to them, like, look, I'm just sitting at home about 3,000 miles away from you, but I'm here to see the elephants too.
And did people come to accept that it was you and on the screen there?
It was funny because a lot of people, I had my brother with me just to make sure that, you know, I didn't accidentally run into anyone. And a lot of people just kind of talked to him because they didn't realize that I was on the other end of this thing. But once they did, and yeah, once kind of they got over that initial novelty, it was just like having a conversation, like I was right there.
Did you come to think of the robot as physically being you? Did you sort of meld with the robot?
I did a little bit, you know, and it's slightly unnerving at times because when my brother wasn't right there minding me, I kind of had this sense of, okay, there's this robot that's, you know, thousands of miles away from me, and it's my body, kind of, but at the same time, someone could just pick it up and run off with it. I wouldn't be able to do anything, so it's a little bit weird.
You could scream, I guess, help.
That's about it, though, yeah.
So what's the bad thing here?
Oh, the bad thing is that it doesn't really work as well as maybe it should. And that's not the fault of the robot. It's because we don't have the kind of wireless infrastructure yet. You know, when 5G shows up and we have a lot more bandwidth, this is going to work great. But at the moment, it can be a little bit trying sometimes when your signal drops out and you kind of realize there's this robot that's off doing something. And I don't know what it's doing, but it's doing something.
Yeah, I hate it when that happens. So what do you think the future of these robots is?
I'm really excited for the future of telepresence. Once we get this wireless infrastructure, you'll be able to take robots like these anywhere. And I'm imagining that, you know, at some point there'll be places where you can rent them. So you could just decide, like, hey, I want to wander around Singapore today. And you just, you know, get off the couch, get on the computer and log in, and suddenly you're in a robot and you can go explore Singapore. And it's way easier than flying. And I'm not saying it's as good as being there, but you can do it from home and it's cheap. So why not?
I'm going to give it a shot. So thank you for taking time to be with us today.
No problem. Thanks, Ira.
Good luck with your robot. Evan Ackerman, the contributing editor of the IEEE Spectrum.